The message today focuses on God's love. Then as God talks to us, as God corrects us, He does it in love. God's not like us parents. You know, when our kids would mess up, we're ready to pull every hair in their head out, you know, and sometimes we get a little cranky, grouchy, yelling, fussing, stewing. Oh, there's all sorts of words. God doesn't do that. You see, God's love is different from our love. God looks at us and He says, I love you. But Larry, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to let you and allow you to see what you did, the results of it. I want you to learn from your mistakes. I want you to know that as you're learning, I'm going to love you. I'm going to help you up. I'm going to cuddle you in my arms. I'm going to help strengthen you. But you have to see what the real world is like. I feel sorry for so many. Sometimes, folks, and let me just put it this way, sometimes we get just a little bit too religious. I want you to be Christian, not religious. I want you to know a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I want you to know that when you have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you will be able to relate to Him. He will be able to relate to you. I want us to understand that God loves us so much that right in the middle of all of our mess-ups, His arms are always open. His strength is waiting for us. That's the ultimate love of God. God says, I care. How do I know that? He sent His only begotten Son to show me. Jesus says, I care. I love you, Larry. How do I know that? He went to the cross for me, for you. That's love. He said, I'm going to take it all for you. All your guilt, I'll take upon myself. Larry, all your aggravation, I'll take upon myself. And I will give you all that I have so that you can have peace inside. I will correct you my way. I will strengthen you my way. I will encourage you my way. And God's way is always the right way. Amen. He said, I'm going to do it. Now we have a lot of people giving us advice throughout life. Oh man, they will give you advice and they have no idea what they're talking about. Do you know why they don't? They're not you. They're not you. You are an individual. Created as an individual by God. God does not want you acting like somebody else. He wants you to act like you. Why can't you just act like everybody else? Well, because God did not create me to act like everybody else or anybody else. He says, I've created you for a special purpose. Now, that's love. You're special. You're so special. You're special. Special to God. And when you're special to God, that means God has a purpose. God doesn't create junk. God said, in my love, you are special. In my love, I'll give you strength. In my love, I'll correct you. In my love, I will encourage you. Through my love, I will give you the strength to walk in the valley of the shadow of death. I will be there with you. I'll never forsake you. I'll give you the courage for the moment. You know, I don't feel very courageous. There's not a hero that was ever in combat that felt courageous at the time of their heroic act. Many would be running right into the middle of fire, talking to themselves, I cannot believe I'm this stupid doing this. And God looks to the heart of each one of us and says, I want you to look at the battlefield of life. Now, do you see the battlefield of life that God has created? It's called existence. It's called the world. It's called "And All That Is Created." And God said, "I want you to go out there and I want you to let them know I love them. I want you to tell them I love them. And for those who listen, I will bless. And for those who don't listen, I'll give them chance after chance, opportunity after opportunity. Until one day," he says, "I will no longer strive with man." You do not want to mess with that day, folks. God says, "My love is here for you." Why did they hate Jesus so much? Well, he raised the dead. Oh, yeah, that's really a bad thing. He caused the lame to walk, the lepers heal, the blind to see. Why, if they were born without eyeballs, he even made them up and put them in there. Now think of that. And they said, "We hate you." Why? Because he's the ultimate of love. The ultimate of love is the opposite of hate. Hate stems from anger against God. Satan is a hater of you and me. But God loves us. I'm on the right side here. Read the book called the Bible, and you will see. God is love. 1 John 4:16. It's not that God just expresses love. The Bible says God is love. He is love. And you and I are the offspring of the love of God. We're his family. We're his children. And God says, "My love does this. It's a giving love. I'm going to give." On Christmas, is that not what we think of? What can I give to somebody where I can see the smile on their face? Giving. God says, "I'm going to give you a Christmas gift like you can't imagine. Eternal life, eternal peace, eternal joy, eternally being with me. I get to live in God's house." Now, folks, you ain't seen a house until you've seen God's house. What does it look like? I don't have any idea. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, the goodness that awaits us. But I do know this. I know Jesus. And I know he loves me. And I know that by faith. I know that by his promise. John 3:16 again. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." John 3:16. "For God so loves that he gives." That's where the true love is shown. In what we give, not what we keep, not what we have, not what we make, not how we dress. It's what we give. How many times I fussed at young parents who were working continually. "Well, I want to make sure that my children have everything that they're wanting and needing." And they work 2-3 jobs and gone continually. And they come home one day and there's no family to give to. You see, that giving starts with you. Give of you who you are. Give of yourself. Give of who you are. And that's what people who love you want. They want you. They want you to be there. They want you to be around to give them a hug and to care. That's God's giving love. And it's sacrificial love. Listen to 1 John 4:9-10. "God showed how much he loved us by sending his only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him." This is real love. It is not that we loved God. Do you listen to this? It is not that we loved God, but that he loved us and send his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Love in me did not start with me. It started with Christ. It starts with the hand of God. And God said, I'm going to love you. I'm going to give you this love. I'm going to send my love. And I'm going to stand back, Larry, while I watch the greatest love and joy in my life. It's His God. Give His life for you. Merry Christmas. I love you. For the God of all creation withheld His hand. Oh, He could have sent the legions of angels. Yeah, the Bible says so. But He didn't have to. All He had had to done was look or to think it. And we'd have been wiped out. But no. He says, I don't wipe out what I love. I correct it. I don't tell you I love you and then not show you how much I love you. You see, that's what it's about. Loving is not always giving in. Loving is taking a stand. Loving is not always giving the answer that people want to hear, but it's giving the true answer to the question. Love hurts. Oh, it can hurt so bad. How many times does your teenager come in after a breakup and tell you how broken they are? You know the feeling because you felt it. You felt the brokenness of trust. You know what it's like when someone says, I love you, and then they turn their back on you. Or do things that will spite you. That's not love. That's not the God who sent His Son. I'll never do anything that'll hurt you, Larry. Everything I do for you, I'll do for your good. I'll correct you. I'll chasten you. And I'll hug you all the way out of the ditch of life. Don't you mess with somebody down the ditch of life. There's a Christian that is hurting to the point they're down in the ditch of life in this world. Don't dare step on them. Back off, for in that ditch is the hand of Almighty God ready to bring them out. You just might be the one God has called to be there. I suggest you arrive on time. For God says, I sacrificed my Son for you. I watched Him die for you. Can I watch you live for me? If I say I love Him and refuse to live for Him, if I refuse to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, if I change the word so it's pleasing to everyone, I do no one any favors, especially myself, for it is in the truth of God's love that you and I will find peace, not in our thoughts, in our mind, in our own thinking. What does God say? What does God say about it? God says, I love you this much, and I will sacrifice. So love includes sacrifice. Parents, you know what that means. Children, do you? Will you give up something to help someone else? Well, I'll wait as soon as I get a little more. I'll help someone else. If you won't help someone with a penny, you won't help them with a million. You got me? It's in your heart as to what you're going to do. Get out of your brain. Get out of your head. All that's doing is dragging us down as a nation. Get back to the foot of the cross. If the nation, the United States of America, were to repent, get back to the foot of the cross, you would see once again the greatest nation that's ever existed. But until we get back to that foot of that cross, you will see nothing but hatred and bitterness and deceit. Good being put down. That which is evil called good, and that which is good called evil. That is not of God, it is sin towards God. Christian, God is love, but God does not love sin. But He loves the sinner. And you and I, all I have to do, if I'm looking for it, I need to go find me a sinner. No, you don't need to go anywhere, Larry Pete. Look in the mirror. You know, just look in a reflection. Look on the inside of you. Do you love you? Listen to me. Do you love you? If you don't love you, you will not love anyone else. It starts within. You have to love the creation that God created you to be. See, you are a special creation by God. That's how much He loved you. He knew you before time existed. That's how much He loves you. But He wants you to understand, I want you to love you so you can love others. The person who does not like themselves is not going to like anyone else. But the Christ who loves you says, listen to me, come unto me, and I'll give you peace. I'll give you rest. That's love. Now catch this one. God's love is an everlasting love. God didn't just say, Larry, I'm going to love you when you're doing right. God says, I love you. And I'm not going to just love you for a period of time. My love for you is everlasting. Jeremiah 31 verse 3, I have loved you, God says, with an everlasting love. Psalm 89 verse 2, God's unfailing love will last forever. You know, forever is a long time, folks. Forever at, well, that sounds like eternity, doesn't it? Forever and ever and ever. And God said, I want you to know, my love is unfailing, and it will last forever. When God looked at you before you existed, He knew exactly what you would do. But He did not make you do it. Now that really goes deep. Why would God love me that much? Why did God, when He create things the way that He did? I don't have any idea. Have you ever wondered about it? God, when He created all that exists, He created a tree that will one day be made into a cross, and His own Son would be hanging on it. But He created the tree anyway. He created it anyway, knowing that His Son one day would suffer on that cross, be blasphemed on that cross. But His love is so great for you and me that He said, Merry Christmas anyway. Merry Christmas, Larry. The greatest Christmas gift you will ever receive or anyone else ever will is the Son of God. And He's already been given. You don't have to wait. No. That gift has already been given. And Jesus says, here I am. Whosoever will come to me, I will in no wise turn away. Here I am. Come to me and I'll give you peace. Here I am. It's not like Jesus is hidden. You can't turn around without seeing and witnessing the hand of God in everything that's going on. Well, I've messed up in life. Join the crowd. Yeah, but you don't understand. I continue to mess up in life. Join the big crowd. That's called life. And it's called growing. Do you know what Jesus looked for in your heart? A desire to do right, knowing you're going to do things wrong. But you have the love and the desire to do it right, even when you don't. Jesus looks to your heart. That's how He says, I've forgiven your sins, past, present, and future. Larry, I know you're going to have a bad case of the stupids again. I know it. But I also know this. I love you. Amen. I will never stop me from loving you. And who I love, I protect. And who I protect, I make my family. And where my family is, there I will be also. I will always give you the strength that it takes for the moment. I'll always be there to encourage you. I will always be there to wipe off the dirt of life. Merry Christmas. God says, I give to you my sons. And he says, I'm going to give to you eternally the kind of love like you would not expect. An eternal, forgiving love. Do you know, I get a lot of stuff and read a lot of stuff nowadays where they're really fussing at pastors for talking about love so much. Well, if you want to hear hate and listen to everything that's going on, turn on the news. I'm going to tell you the truth about God, that God loves you. And I'll tell you this, He loves you just like you are. I don't care how slick your hair is. God loves you. I don't care how much you got or how little you got. God loves you. And God says, you're always on my mind. Oh, I'm always on God's mind. And God says, I love you. Listen to John, Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, if that's English, it'd be verily, verily. He who hears my word, now listen to me, and believes him who sent me, has eternal life, and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Death has no authority over me. Oh, this body can't live, and God wouldn't let it live past a set period of time. You know why? I cannot see God in this body. I have to be out of this body to see him. And I get excited about that. Because God says, my love for you is eternal. Always forgiving you. Always with my arms out. Isn't that great? Oh, parents, listen to me. I know that you want to protect your children. You do that. I know you're going to fuss at them. Fuss on. I know you're going to correct them. Correct them on. But one thing I want you to ensure for them, that when they come in from the world for that day, that soon as they walk in that door, knowing they're going to get a fussing and a chewing, they can lean back and shut that door and say, shoo, I made it home to safety. They know you love them and you're going to protect them. Not every child feels that way. Not every child lives in a home like that. But you make sure your child does. And if it hadn't been that way, change it. They deserve the protection just like God gives you and me. And he says, it's an eternal, forgiving love. Now I know we don't want to overdo this, I'm told. I got news for you. I can't overdo it. That's how much God loves me. I can't overdo expressing the greatness of that love. For there's nothing greater, no feeling greater, no truth more wondrous than God loves me so much. He says eternally, you'll be with me. And that's good enough for me. That's called faith. That's called the way. Jesus is the truth. The way, the truth, and the life. Well, folks, I'm a Christian. I'm living the life. I invite you to live that same life, knowing that you're so loved, nothing can break the arms that surround you. Nothing. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the day. Thank you for your Christmas. Father, you've given us so much. Help us just to love you to the point to where we can stand strong for your truth, for your will, for your way. Bring us to peace, Father. Give us the holy boldness to stand strong in your gospel as you lead us to preach your word, each and every one of us. Let your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen.